happiness hit her.
My name is Lauren Cho. I am sitting here with my aunt, Jeannie Cho, who used to work for the president. So what exactly was your job working for him?
So I worked for President Bill Clinton during his second administration in the late 90s. And in his office in the White House, they have lots of little offices. And I worked for the Office of Domestic Policy, also known as Domestic Policy Council. There were about 25, 30 of us. And we each worked on different domestic policy issues, meaning rules, programs, issues that affect people in America. Of the 25 or 30 of us, there were a few who worked on crime. I worked on the welfare team, mostly having to do with what was then called Aid to Families with Dependent Children, or AFDC. But under Bill Clinton, there was a major welfare overhaul, for the first one for in decades, which changed it to TANF, Temporary Aid to Needy Families. So we oversaw the implementation of this whole new change with how we provide cash aid to families who are impoverished and trying to get back into the workforce.
You passed a bill. What bill, like, specifically, like, what group of people that did that bill specifically help, and how do you think it kind of affected our families in the United States?
So there were a few pieces of federal legislation that occurred during my time there. The major one happened before I got there. I got there in 1997 when we were trying to implement that law. It basically gave all 50 states a lot more flexibility in how they wanted to run their welfare program. And we were monitoring, the president was very interested in seeing how states were doing and implementing, what sort of flexibility they were taking advantage of in the rules to help children and families in their states. So that was really interesting. But sort of close to my heart was another bill that we passed and the president signed in 1997 called the Adoption and Safe Families Act, ASFA, of 1997. That was a really landmark bill because for the first time we really put in outcome measures in terms of how we expect states and counties to perform kids remain safe at home. Things like how often re-entry into foster care, how often do kids go into foster care, go back home, get abused by their parents again, and go back to foster care. That's called re-entry into foster care. That's one outcome measure. Another outcome measure might be recurrence of what's a more positive one? Time to permanency. Permanency means being with your forever family. So to this day, even in my current job, mm-hmm. we use those measures to test how we're doing overall and how our programs and policies are affecting kids and families.
Mm-hmm. And now that you work for DCFS, how do you think that job working for the president has affected your current job?
It's so different. So right now, for the past year, I've worked for the Department of Children and Family Services for Los Angeles County. So this is my first time not working for an elected official mm-hmm. and actually being part of the administration that implements the programs, as opposed to the elected official, instead of being that person who pounds their fists on the table or working for that person. Mm-hmm. Now I'm actually that person who has to perform and do and implement programs, and it's so rewarding. Mm-hmm. Like I was saying before, Washington, D.C. Is the federal government, and the money that you talk about is on such a huge scale, hundreds of billions of dollars, mm-hmm. 400,000 family kids mm-hmm. in foster care versus the 30,000 or 18,000. It's much smaller scale, mm-hmm. but it's in Washington, D.C., you're not having a direct impact on the families. Mm-hmm. You're playing the game mm-hmm. and saving lives. It's much more gratifying in knowing that what you do can actually help people, as opposed to being arm's length. But mm-hmm. it's just a different way to have an impact, and feels much more direct and rewarding.
So thank you for letting me interview you about our country and your job.
My pleasure. Run fast for your mother, run fast for your father, run for your children, for your sister.